Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Nahi Ani Tashabbuhi Bi Shaitani Wal Kuffari, the chapter on the prohibition of imitating Shaitan and imitating the disbelievers, those people that don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, imitating them also. So the prohibition on imitating Shaitan and imitating the disbelievers. Now in Shariat you get two things, one is Tashabbuh and one is Mushabih. So what's the difference between Tashabbuh and Mushabih? Tashabbuh is where a person deliberately, intentionally, he imitates a certain group of people, a certain type of people, with the niyat that I must be seen to be like them. For example, a person now deliberately wants to wear a suit, a boot, tie, etc., so that people must look at him and he must appear as though he is from Europe, he is from America, he is from one of the kuffar lands. He intentionally wearing it so that he appears to be like that, he wants to fit in like that. This is his niyat of wearing it. So this is totally haram. It is not permissible for a person to wear any type of clothing so that he appears like a group of people, like a type of people, a group of non-Muslims. He appears to be like them. This is something that is haram. Then you get another instance where a person deliberately, intentionally wears a clothing of specific to the religious beliefs of a certain non-Muslim group. For example, a woman who wears the sari. Now we know the sari is specifically related to the Hindus. So now where a woman deliberately wears this, and this wearing of a clothing that is specific to the, it's called Mazhabi Shi'ar, is the Shi'ar of a certain group, non-Muslim, deviant group. Now when a person wears this type of clothing deliberately, this can actually take a person to kufr. It can take him right up till the stage of kufr. So this is something that is very, very dangerous. Now this falls under the category of tashabbuh, where a person deliberately, intentionally wears these type of clothing. Then you get another stage, mushabih. Mushabih now is where a person, he doesn't deliberately wear it, but he wears these type of clothing that outwardly he seems to be wearing clothing of a different group, another grouping, non-Muslim grouping, but his intention is not, he's just wearing it like that out of habit. So this is also something that is disliked. This is not something that is haram, and it's not something that takes a person to kufr, but it's something that is disliked. And Jabirin radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la ta'kulu bishimali فَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَأْكُلُ وَيَشْرَبُ بِالشِّمَالِ. As the Jabir radiallahu anhu narrates, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not eat with the left hand, because shaitan eats and drinks with his left hand. And Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, لَا يَأْكُلَنَّ أَحَدُكُمْ بِشِمَالِهِ وَلَا يَشْرَبَنَّ بِهَا فَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَأْكُلُ بِشِمَالِهِ وَيَشْرَبُ بِهَا. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, none of you should eat or drink with his left hand, because shaitan eats and drinks with his left hand. Here ulama explains that what one thing we learn from here is that shaitan actually eats and drinks, and he does that with his left hand. So like how we don't imitate the kuffar, we also don't imitate shaitan by using our left hand. And another thing we learn from here is that the ways and the tariqah of shaitan also, what ways and what styles he uses, we don't use that styles. We got a completely different way. Our guide and our rehber, our way of follow on, our example is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So here, although eating and drinking is mentioned, it actually refers to every aspect of our life. We don't follow shaitan in whatever he does. We don't follow the kuffar in whatever they do. We got a unique way of being. Therefore it is nice also, when a person sees a child that is eating or drinking on his left hand, immediately correct that child. And tell the child also, don't eat like this, don't drink like this. This is the way of shaitan. This is how shaitan does things. We don't do things like this. We do it differently. Immediately correct the child. Sometimes people feel that if my right hand is messed, so I must use the left hand now to drink, so the glass doesn't get messed. It doesn't matter, the glass can get messed, but we shouldn't follow the way of shaitan. It doesn't matter dishwasher or the washing that takes place of the utensils after that, very easily will wash away the mess that's on the glass. But that style of shaitan that we implement in our lives, the effect of that is very hard to wash away. So therefore we should rather take that mess, little bit of the stain on the teaspoon, on the glass, whatever it is, don't let that worry us, but we should make it a point that when we're eating and drinking, always it is done with the right hand. And one more hadith, and Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, inna al-yahuda wa al-nasara la yasbahun fakhalifuhum. Hadith Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the Jews and Christians do not dye their hair, so act contrary to them. This refers to dyeing the white hairs of the beard and head with yellow or red dye. Black dye is prohibited, as we will mention in the following chapter, if Allah Ta'ala wills. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah is mentioning. The thing to understand and remember here is that when it comes to the ways of the kuffar, here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wants to show us to what extent we go against their ways. We're not comfortable bringing their ways into our lives. The way they do things, the way they think also. For example, they think now that when New Year's come, we go to party till late, we go to celebrate in this way. We don't even think like them. To them, their mind comes, and when December comes, the person is free, he must enjoy himself. We don't even think like that. So we don't think like the Kufar, the Yahud, and the Nasara. We don't even think like the Mushrikeen. Therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say that trim your moustache and lengthen your beards, because the ways of the Mushrikeen were such that they would grow their moustache and they would trim their beards. So even in that aspect also, go against them. In every way, go against them. In this hadith we see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that do not the Jews and Christians do not dye their hair, so act contrary to them, so go against them also. So this is something that is preferred, that a person dyes his hair. It doesn't mean he has to do it. A person may choose not to do it, but it's preferred that a person's now his hair is getting white, then he dyes the hair. There's two, would, as far as the black is concerned, there are two views in the mazhab. One is it is permissible, and other is it's not permissible. So however, we shouldn't make any, we shouldn't make any story out of it. If a person happens or he wants to keep it, then, or he happens and he wants to use the black dye, that is his prerogative. But personally for us, because there is a view, and this hadith also tells us, or the explanation of the hadith comes, that a person shouldn't use the black dye. For us not to use black dye. Use another color, a person can use brown, dark brown, whatever it is. Avoid using black. But if somebody does use it, so then we don't make an issue out of it. We just leave it for him. That is his business. But the main thing that we take from this hadith is that we go against the ways of the kuffar. That what they do, we don't do that. The style that shaitan uses, we don't use that. We got our own tariqah and our own way. And that is the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.